בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי בשבת קודש, לסדר כתיסה, today is יוד בית באדר, big stuff, big stuff. ערב תענית אסתר. So, I want to tell you something. Why are you laughing? I didn't even say anything yet. Yeah. No, no, no. Well, yeah, maybe. Anyway, yeah. I want to explain something. This is kind of a follow-up to what we spoke about last time, which was so eloquently titled by Yair as Fire Rant for B'nai Torah. That, you know, many times there are, you see things and you're exposed to things and you're exposed to, we're exposed to many things in life. And you have to know how to take it and what to do with it. And I want to explain. You know, we were speaking about last time, maintaining our high level of learning in spite of, you know, going out into Kli Kodesh or teaching or whatever. Teaching Torah is not enough. It's the tachlit of learning, but learning through teaching, like we spoke last, you remember what we said? Learning through teaching, especially to others that are on a lower level than you, does not suffice for your personal Talmud Torah. Your personal Talmud Torah, you have to upkeep, you have to maintain that high, super level of iyun, learning in depth, and don't let the Yetzer Hara tell you, you're doing great, because look how much you're teaching. You remember, Uriel, what did we say last time? If you suffice, if you're content with just the Torah that you're teaching, then what happens? You're going to drop. You got to keep it up. Not only that, in order to teach properly, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. In order to teach Torah properly, even to people that are lower than you, not lower, I mean on a lower learning level than you, you have to maintain your learning at the epitome of Iyun so that you're able to give over Torah better, even on a simpler level. You understand? That's the way it works. Hey, wait a second, but I'm not teaching at this tremendous Iyun level to the people I'm teaching, right? I'm teaching on a lower level. In order to be able to transmit it properly, you need to keep up your iyun. You need to keep up your rigorous, deep, analytical, critical thinking and learning. You can do iyun to any kind of halakha that you do. You can learn gemara b'iyun. You can learn halakha b'iyun. You can learn midrashim b'iyun. You can, whatever you learn, learn b'iyun. Learn it deeply. Don't be superficial. Be me'ayin. People make the mistake of thinking Iyun means Gemara. It doesn't. Gemara is the basis of all Limud. But what about learning Halakha b'Iyun? Tur, Bet Yosef, Bach, Shulchan Aruch, Nos Ekelim. Yeah? Taking apart a sugi in Halakha.
You should have just learned
yourself. That's a good start or a good finish, but that's not the end all. Even the Yalkut Yosef will tell you that's just a springboard. That's to help you, you know, get Psak Halakha or whatever it is. But you want to get the underpinnings, you got to start with, learn the sugiyah, at least learn the Tur Bet Yosef, know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? People sometimes ask questions, Bet Yosef meforash, like open Bet Yosefs. Atalomit bayesh, you're not ashamed to ask a question that the Bet Yosef answers meforash? You know what I'm saying? Somebody asked me a shayla, a balabos, asked me, well, there was a shayla going around before Sukkot. It was a few days before Sukkot. About a certain thing on a sukkah. Somebody sent a picture and says, I don't think that you can combine two halachot le Moshe Sinai, lavud and god asik. I think the sukkah is pasul. I saw that, it was wrong. So I told them, I sent the answer. I said, first of all, you're wrong. Open up, Mishnah Berura, Siman Tafresh Lamed, Saif Katan Kafchet, whatever. It says meforash that you're wrong. And then afterwards, this wasn't necessarily Bentar, and I said, I have a question. Aren't you ashamed to enter Sukkot without having chazered all of the halachot? Doesn't that make you feel ashamed? He's like, what do you mean? Yeah. How do you enter a chag without knowing the relevant laws? I'm not talking about chazar, I'm talking about just even to learn it the first time. What are you going to do when shailas come up? What are you going to do when Hashem asks you? You have to learn b'nei emanut. And number two, sometimes, this was part two, sometimes you're exposed to these things, sometimes you're in a shul or a place or whatever it is, and there's a certain hanhaga, or a custom, a behavior, a psak, whatever it is, they're just off. You know what I'm talking about? You're exposed to it. Now, so it's off. It feels like, you know, like in English, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. You know what I'm saying? Whoops. Like, this is off. What? And then sometimes even if you question it, the Rav will say, well, I'm the Rav. I said it. This is the, I know the Kehillah. This is the way it has to go here. So, okay, I'm not questioning. Is there a Makor? Do you have a Makor for what you, like, where? No, this is, you know, this is me. I, you know what I'm saying? That's why somebody stamped my paper. You know what I'm saying? So I can shoot off my mouth without Makor. No. No. He's like, but I'm the Rav. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Everything needs to have a makor. There's a certain shul, I'm not going to say where, but they have a minhag, certain minyan in the shul, not chassidim or whatever that do this, like whatever, but I'm saying like Sfardim. They say Yeishem every day, by Shacharit. Monday, Thursday, regular, akol, Yeishem. Why? What's the cheshbon? So the cheshbon is, they have a shir before, they have a shir after. The Rav said, we have to maximize the amount of Talmud Torah. I'd rather spend that time with the Chavra learning. Okay. Yeah. And you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know what I'm saying? Marana Bet Yosef, in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, he writes Meforash, that those who say Vehurachum on Monday and Thursday, sitting down, are Porze Gadir. They are fence breachers. You know the Pasuk in Mishle, famous Pasuk? Uforetz gader, yishchenu nachash. Right, yeah. So Maran says that about those who say vehurachum, but sitting. Can you imagine those who skip it every? Now, I sometimes want to probe what's going on in there. Do you think that? What are you, Columbus? You think you're the first person in the history of Am Yisrael that needs to learn Torah? What about everyone else? What about all the Gdolei Olam, Geone Olam, Me'az Har Sinai, who have said Tachanun, and you're the smallest among them, Afar Tachat Kapot Raglehim, and they've all said Tachanun. And all of a sudden, Columbus comes and says, I pass. What? And you are? Yechab? Sometimes you have these Piskei Halacha that come. No, all sorts of weird things. And you ask them, like, where'd you get this from? I don't need to provide a Makor. If you say you don't need to provide a makor, you are, that's not legitimate. That's not how it works. Now, you know what happens? This is a very scary thing. I've spoken to other people about this, and it's true. B'nai Torah are great. B'nai Torah are the best. They breathe life into every community. But you know what the downside of having an influx, a growth of B'nai Torah in any given community is? There's one downside to that. You know what that is? Now the Rabbanim are scared. You know why? Because when you keep the Kahal on a low level, then you always look right. But when there's an influx of B'nai Torah, and they hold your feet to the fire, and you can't just shoot off your mouth, you got to provide Mekorot. You actually have to know what you're saying. And sometimes even the Pashat B'nai Torah in the town know better than you, so you feel threatened, right? Can't do that anymore. You can't. For an Amaretz, you can say, I'm the Rav, I said. For B'nai Torah, yeah, you have to be named. Again, there's always different situations. I know the Keilah, Sha'at Adachak, whatever. But if you're constantly not being Ne'eman to Shas and Poskim, and if you're constantly doing things that are menugad to halacha and just not providing any mekorot, in general, the people who cannot provide the mekorot is because they don't know the mekorot. Understood? Take care. Now, there's exceptions. That doesn't mean to be rodef all these people. You know what I'm saying? But what? Put everything in perspective. You know what I'm saying? A real Ben Torah sees these things and like, that's fake. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, Shas, Poskim, Bet Yosef, Mishneh Berurah, where'd that go? I am rabbi. Okay, yeah. And therefore, the fact that you have smicha or don't is irrelevant. That doesn't mean you can do what you want. That means that you're still commanded to abide by a framework of halacha. And slowly but surely, as a person becomes more and more of an authentic ben Torah, you learn to disengage from that thought process of just let it be, whatever it is, as opposed to dikduk b'halacha, knowing the deen, being learned, following it to the T. You see, sometimes the reshiva, he's not here, so I can, like, he's everything is sourced. Everything that's done, everything that's said has a makor somewhere and can be provided on demand. Rosh Yeshiva, why are we doing this and this and this? Boom! Yeah? You got it? Nachon? Or without hesitation, everything's already mechushban, everything has to, you know, like on Shabbat, basis, basis ledvar ha'eter, basis ledvar ha'asur, nachon? Halacha, everything in halacha, everything in our lives has to have a basis. You know what the basis is? Shas and poskim. And if you don't have that basis, you're muktzeh. Chab, what I'm saying? There's no more, but I said. That's pasul in Yiddishkeit. That's pasul. And if you see, sometimes you see these people, you show them, but what about this and this? What about what it says in the poskim? No, and they double down. And they're not mekabel ta'emet. La'olam yadam yir shamayim, baseter kevagalui. Umodeh al ha'emet, vedover emet bilvavo. Okay, so somebody got you. So, it takes a real Talmid Chacham, ben Teir Anav, to be modena. Ta'iti, it's okay. It's okay. We're not, should know everything, but not always do we know everything. If somebody points it out to you and it's a good point, who cares who told you? Somebody bigger than you, somebody smaller than you, somebody equal, who cares? If he's making, that's Torah. There's a give and take. There's a masal matan. You know the people that you can, you know these people that you can never talk in learning with? You know those people that it's futile to try to talk in learning with, to have a masal matan? You know what I'm talking about? That's what it is. Sometimes you might, well, it's probably it. The reason why some people may be uncomfortable to talk with you in learning is because maybe they just pashut don't know enough. And if you don't know enough, be man enough to know that you don't know enough and don't answer and don't dabble in things that you don't know. Anava. Everybody has to be makirat mekomo. You have what I'm saying? And if somebody shows something to you, and even you have to do it obviously nicely, but if you're proven wrong, don't go into self-defense mode. Don't defend your mistakes. Don't defend your wrong psakim. Don't defend your stupidities. Be mekabel et ha'emet. That's a bentayr. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat af lamed aleph, a list of six questions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks a person after his passing. The first of which is Nasata v'natata be'emuna. Right? Right? You know what I'm talking about? Which in general is taken to mean, did you give and take, conduct business honestly, which obviously it means. There's a deeper meaning to that too. You know where else we have masal matan in Judaism? A give and take? You're learning. You ever see how the Gemara is made up? Question, answer. Proof, disproof. Tiyuvta, kashya. Right? Shakla vitaria. Nasata v'natata be'emuna, in your learning, in your guidance, in your psakim, did you conduct nasata v'natata? Were you melabenta sugya? Did you go back and forth? And if somebody got you in that dialogue, be'emuna, were you ne'eman? Did you own up to it? Did you accept it? Or are you just stuck in the same syndrome of I am rabbi? If you're stuck, you weren't nasata v'natata be'emunah. If you're a ben Torah, and guess what? It's very, you know what I love? Being surrounded by B'nai Torah. There's other Rabbanim that are threatened by B'nai Torah exactly because of what I said before. I love being surrounded by B'nai Torah. You know why? Because it makes me, I'm speaking for myself, I have to be on top of my game. I got to be on my toes. Otherwise, I know they're going to eat me alive. So that pushes me to stay on top of my game. Do you know what I'm saying? If you ask me a question, B'nai Torah, Talmidim, ask me a question, I can't just push you away with shtuyot. You're going to look at me like I fell off. Rebbe, what are you saying? You serious? There's other people that would be considered disrespectful because I am rabbi, so you can't, you can't. But I don't roll that way, right? I encourage the Talmidim. Ask, question, attack. Yeah? That's the way we roll. Because Zod Darkah Shel Torah. I can handle the heat. That's why I'm in the kitchen. For the other people who can't, get out. Yom Tov.